It is Epilepsy Week on OFM, the sound of your life. And on the 10th of Feb, we know that it is International Epilepsy Day. Joining me today from National Director of Epilepsy South Africa is Charlene Castle. Welcome to OFM, Charlene.
Hi, lovely to be here and lovely to be with all your listeners today.
What is epilepsy, Charlene? And it's something that is misunderstood in the general public's view. Can you unpack that for us?
Yes, sure. So as you said, epilepsy is really misunderstood. Epilepsy is a neurological disorder, and epilepsy is not curable. Everyone thinks epilepsy is curable, and it's not. Epilepsy, once you have epilepsy, you'll have epilepsy for your life. It might just go dormant. So what epilepsy is, the best way I explain it to people is if you put your finger in a plug, an electrical surge will go through you and you'll get shocked, and it really, really is sore. Epilepsy is similar to that, and a massive electrical current shoots through the brain and it changes and affects the lobes in the brain, and depending where the epilepsy is, that electrical current will trigger a seizure. So because we can't see the brain and we can't see it happening, we often don't understand what epilepsy is. That is the simplest way to describe it. So it is a neurological disorder, and we truly need to learn more and educate everybody more and more about it. So, yeah, it's a wonderful opportunity to be with you today.
Charlene, one of the other misconceptions is that someone that has epilepsy will or often has seizures. Is that true? And if someone is having a seizure, what should you do?
So look, if just a single event or a single seizure doesn't mean that you have epilepsy. Medically, we always say, and the neurologists and the specialists will say, two seizures or more will indicate that epilepsy is present. So does just having one seizure mean you have epilepsy? No, it doesn't. Do you have to have seizures to have epilepsy? Well, the answer is yes, but there are variety of different types of seizures. You have seizures that don't look like the tonic-chronic seizure where most people know that seizure where someone falls down or is on the floor, their whole body stiffens, their eyes roll back. A lot of people with epilepsy don't have that type of seizure. So yes, seizure prevalence, having seizures in parts of the brain is what defines epilepsy. And the diagnosis will tell you what type of epilepsy you have. In terms of the second question, what do you do when someone has a seizure? And I think that is really such a critical, critical question. We all know we have to administer first aid. And a lot of people think first aid is just for paramedics. And that is so not true. If somebody is sitting with you or is with you and is having a seizure, the first thing is to get them safe. I have epilepsy myself. I've had many. I've had an excess of 50 grand mal or tonic-clonic seizures the last 5 years. And the best thing anybody can do is put me on my side in the fetal position, put something under one's head so that as a person with epilepsy, we don't bang our heads, we don't hurt ourselves. Sit and just hold us in that fetal position and make sure objects are clear of us and ride out the seizure. Time the seizure from start to finish and look around to see if people can come and help you. If the seizure is prolonged, please call an ambulance and get the person medical attention. Don't put anything in anyone's mouth when they're having a seizure. Only thing that will happen will that teeth will break, or if it's your finger will be really sore. The tongue will naturally, biologically fall to the side that the person is on. So that is what will keep the airway open. And that's the reason people in the past would say stick something in someone's mouth. You want to keep the airway open. And by putting the person on the side, the airway stays open and the tongue is out the way. So that is how to manage a tonic-clonic seizure. And if you are in the workplace, make sure that the medics are called or that anybody is alerted in the workplace. And if you've got a blanket or a jacket, throw it over the person, because some people with tonic-clonics urinate and mess themselves. And it really is embarrassing. And I can talk from first-hand experience there. So yeah, that's just an overview in terms of what to do when somebody has a seizure with you.
Charlene Castle joins us, National Director of Epilepsy South Africa, and it is Epilepsy Week on OFM. Charlene, what is this year's theme for International Epilepsy Day on the 10th of Feb?
So International Epilepsy Day is stamp out stigma, and that is a theme that we've adopted in South Africa, and the 300 IBE chapters around the world, the International Bureau of Epilepsy chapters, which we're the lead one in Africa. We have our National Epilepsy Week from the 10th to the 16th of February, and our theme for that week is Stamp Out Stigma. So the whole theme internationally and in South Africa is about educating everybody about epilepsy, getting everybody to have the knowledge to break the misconceptions, to break the myths and the misbeliefs around epilepsy.
Let's talk about Epilepsy SA. You say you guys are the number one chapter in Africa. It makes me so proud to hear something like that, especially on such an important topic. What are some of the services of Epilepsy SA and what is your function?
So Epilepsy South Africa was started in 1967. So we are coming up in 2 years' time to be 60 years old, which is something we're really, really proud of. We're the largest and only NPO in South Africa that serves people with epilepsy and those affected by epilepsy. We take what we do really, really seriously. We're a national organization. We're in 6 of the 9 provinces with 4 residential care facilities and 2 offices that provide services and social workers into communities. So that is where we touch 6 of the 9 provinces. And then obviously we have our Epilepsy South Africa National as the overarching and the advocacy and education and hold that space in terms of international and national networking.
Joining us from Epilepsy SA, Charlene Kassel, National Director. You can get more details at epilepsy.org.za. Charlene, for me, it's important as we here at OFM host our Epilepsy Week that we talk about epilepsy in the workplace. Is there such a thing as a perfect suited job for someone living with epilepsy, or what is a good job? Let's unpack that stigma.
Okay, so epilepsy in the workplace, it's really a hot topic in South Africa from a reasonable accommodation position. A lot of companies in South Africa are truly going on the journey, particularly working with us, to understand what a person with epilepsy in the workplace needs. And it is really, really important to understand what epilepsy is to be able to look at reasonable accommodation. So what triggers seizures? And that's what we need to understand as employers, as well as employees, as a person with epilepsy. We know one of the number one triggers is sleep deprivation. If one is not sleeping, one is at high risk of having a seizure. Stress, second one or up there, stress, high stress levels will definitely, definitely, definitely trigger seizures. So when I say sleep deprivation, in work today, in the workplace, we work and are expected to work exceptionally long hours mostly. And particularly with the unemployment rate is in South Africa, the fear of unemployment is significant. So what, as a person with epilepsy, you really need to be cognizant of is getting your 7 to 8 hours night sleep at night. It calms the brain down. In the workplace, the stress management, depending if you've got photosensitive epilepsy, be very careful about where you're positioned in the workplace. Have the discussions with your line manager or your leader or whichever person you feel safe to discuss it with, and make sure that you're not in massive direct flashing light space. Reasonable accommodation gives a person with epilepsy the opportunity to have break from screens. Strained eyes and continuous exposure to the lights on screen surely, surely does affect and trigger seizures. The overall lifestyle of a person with epilepsy is really the responsibility of that person to watch and look out for. And that brings a healthy employee to work that reasonable accommodation can add the support to. In workplace, Elaine, what we really, really need is we need a person with epilepsy to be disclosing and speaking to the company with a person, an HR person or a colleague or a line manager that they're safe with. From an organizational space, the policies are really critical to have in place for persons with neurological disabilities, neurological disorders, such as an example of epilepsy, that they know and they're an inclusive environment. So that is a space where the individual's privacy is protected. They have a rollout plan of what happens with a seizure. And truly all the aspects of reasonable accommodation are in place. So the onus is really on the person with epilepsy and the employee to come to the table to ensure there's a safe workspace. The second part of your question is, are there jobs a person with epilepsy shouldn't hold? You know, it's a loaded question. Yes, they are. So if you, for example, have epilepsy and you've had seizures in the last 6 or 8 months or in a short period of time, being a truck driver is not advisable. You're putting yourself and others at risk, as an example. Working heavy machinery when you have epilepsy and particularly unstable epilepsy is going to cause accidents to yourself and others. So there are a lot of jobs that I always say to individuals, if you have epilepsy and you have that skill set for that job, consider very carefully if you are going to be safe and other people around you are going to be safe or there's a potential of harm. Seriously, there are some drops that are just not recommended, but you need to take the responsibility as a person with epilepsy and take it into account. If you've got late onset of epilepsy and you drive, you're a truck driver, you drive, I'm using that example, it's an easy one, and you drive through the night and you have that late onset of epilepsy, the lack of sleep, the flashing light and the strain of those hauls is going to put you at risk, and we don't want that. So again, epilepsy has to be treated as an individual person. Each person with epilepsy is slightly different. So it's also the one brush strokes all is very difficult.
National Director of Epilepsy SA, Charlene Cussell, joins us as we approach the 10th of Feb, which is International Epilepsy Day. Charlene, you yourself living with epilepsy, perhaps we can wrap up our week's conversation by just motivating those that have been living with their diagnosis. And you made it very clear that especially between employee and employer, it is a two-way street. You need to be responsible looking after your body, your routine, using your medication. But that also being said, the employer needs to look after you in ensuring that the workspace is accommodating. How do you motivate someone that feels that this is such a long prognosis?
You know, the theme that we have internationally in South Africa as well is lived experience. And there's nothing like and nothing more authentic and real than actually hearing from somebody who is experiencing that and deals with the challenges of epilepsy daily. And I can say to you that despite having as active epilepsy and being in as heavy medication as I am, I know I can do it. And I have gone through every day in hope and knowing that despite my epilepsy, I'm capable. And I've had a tremendous support system through my life. And everybody says, looking back, what's that defining moment? And defining moment must have been as a little girl when I was eight and a half years old, when my parents made the decision to treat me as, inverted commas, a normal child. Meaning I was given every opportunity and all the support to be the best version of me. And it's difficult. It's difficult having epilepsy. It's quite unpredictable. You constantly feel like a guinea pig in terms of your medication being changed and increased and decreased and watching things so tightly. However, having said all that, I am today because of having epilepsy. I am compassionate. I'm caring. I bring myself to everything I do. And my epilepsy has slowed me down. It's made me take life at a slower pace. But that hasn't held me back from becoming and doing what I am today and studying when everybody said I couldn't and holding the multiple degrees that I hold today, even being told I can't. So my epilepsy has made me very determined, very resilient. And I think those are great qualities for anybody. So when people speak up and you hear the voice of somebody with epilepsy and you know that it can be done, my message to everybody out there is to say there is hope, there is ways of doing it, there is ways of being an inclusive member of society and truly contributing to the best of your ability. And everybody caring for a person with epilepsy needs to know that that journey is possible. With support and love and understanding and knowledge that people caring for us and very ourselves can live very, very productive, beautiful lives. It is so important. And lifestyle, I cannot tell you, exercise for me, creating has enabled me to have a healthier brain. It's helped me with my focus. It helped me with my sleep. So I can only say to everybody that has epilepsy, be conscious of what your body needs and make the right choices, because that is how you can take control and you have control. And that's another thing, you know, with epilepsy, you often feel out of control because you don't know when your next seizure is coming. So control the things you can control and you will work towards being a very inclusive member of society.
It's an absolute privilege today as we wrap up our Epilepsy Week on OFM to have National Director of Epilepsy SA, Charlene Cussell, join us. And of course, International Epilepsy Day on the 10th of Feb. Charlene, I can listen to you all day. It's not only that you are inspirational, it's that you really speak into the heart of what this is about and what those having epilepsy every day need to hear. May you and your organization be so blessed, and thank you for the work that you do. If anyone has listened to our conversations and they feel that they would like to have a conversation with someone from your team, can they just go to epilepsy.org.za?
Absolutely. And they can also email, you know, info@epilepsy.org.za. We're available. We will help and refer to branches. And whichever province they are in, reach out to the local province, the local branch. All their contact details are on the website as well.